with the Musers. We've got the biggest show coming to town this week at 8:55, so stay tuned for that. What a big week it is in these parts. We have the aforementioned race at the Speedway. We have the Final Four on Saturday at the Death Star, and yesterday it was opening day out at the ballpark. Wow, what a week. And working most of these events is the man who joins us now on the ticket hotline. It's our favorite octogenarian. It's Jesse the Usher. He was the head usher at the ballpark yesterday for opening day, and we understand he's also working the Final Four. Good morning, Jesse.
Hello, you got me there?
We got you.
We do. Do you have us?
I've had a hard time hearing you. This, I got a new tone hearing aid is acting up on me.
Well, can you hear us okay, Jesse?
I got you now. You're sounding loud and you're sounding clear to me.
Well, good. Well, how was opening day yesterday at the ballpark?
Oh, it was so good. You know, I've been a big fan of the baseball since back in the old Ty Cobb days. Remember that name, Ty Cobb?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The young people don't know him now. But, but yeah, this is my 86th opening day.
86? I thought you were
yes. I started going to opening day when I was 10, and haven't missed one since.
Wow. Hmm. Puts you in your 90s. But...
Yeah, it sure does.
Well, how did it go? Everything go okay out there yesterday?
Oh, it was wonderful. They had the... I don't know if it was covered in the media or not, but... they had some vintage planes that was flying overhead.
Yeah, World War II vintage, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. World War II. I didn't know young people knew that anymore. But, and I was looking at those planes, and I had flashbacks of when I used to fly those things every day for 3 years. And kill every Japanese and kraut within a 500-mile radius.
All right, now you were in World War II, but it's been a long time, and we probably, you know.
Death from above, brother.
Above. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I seen them planes go overhead. That get me so worked up. I grabbed a broom handle, and I charged the nearest Japanese I could find.
Oh, gosh. Can't do that now.
Mr. Washington had to stop me and say, "Hey, Jesse, that's our ace pitcher right there."
Man, that is terrible.
Took about 17 grown men to pry me off of that.
Wow. Garbage, you still got a lot of strength.
Yeah.
I guess I got a lot of fight left in me, son.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I tell you one thing that I did miss about. I'm not keeping you guys, am I?
No, you're fine.
All right.
We called you.
I sure do miss seeing Mr. Ryan out there. I was such a fan of Mr. Ryan and what he did for the game.
Yeah.
And what he had done to his body. It was still real to me, damn it, when he was there.
Well, of course it was real.
And I especially miss seeing Ruth Ryan.
All right.
That's the one that I really like.
Okay. You were sweet on her?
She was one hell of a woman out there in them stands looking at that. And
hey.
She got her some good-looking getaway sticks, as we used to say.
Yeah,
got them gams.
You know. Right.
Got them them feet that would look good up in the air.
Hey,
yeah, we get the idea, Jesse.
Come on.
She's about 20 years too young for me, but that's all right. I can't quite perform in that area anymore.
Well, we don't have to hear about that.
And, I haven't been with a woman since my beloved Margaret died in 1990.
Oh, well, that's a long time.
So it's been men only, but teasing, of course, with you. But y'all followed all that gay marriage stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know why these states are doing what they're doing.
Well,
they're making it legal for men to go messing around with the other men's sewers.
Jesse,
no understanding for that.
Yeah, can we talk about opening day or the final four?
Yeah, you know, when John and Nolan were fighting, John Daniels, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
They was fighting and bickering all the time, and I hated it. I knew they needed to split up. It was mm-hmm. kind of like your parents when they're arguing, and you just won't want them to leave. But unfortunately, the wrong one left.
Why you say that?
Oh, man, they just go at it like cats and dogs. They'd stay up at that ballpark really late, arguing till sun up, right there on the pitcher mound.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Todd?
Finally, you know, John Daniels engineered that what I like to call a coup de grace. he gets old Nolan out of there,
mm-hmm.
and I marched into John Daniels' office, and I said, there is a right way to do things, and this is not it.
God almighty.
Yay!
I tell you, I darn near threw a whoop ass on John Daniels.
You did.
I ain't beat that punk kid up.
You don't want to do that. That's assault.
And I beat up a couple of people yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
People were trashing up that Shannon Stone statue with their bare hands.
It was terrible. Awful.
It was horrible. That's just disrespect is what that is.
Yeah.
They don't have that respect that we used to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a couple of them there, and I called. There were a couple of illegals that I caught sneaking into the ballpark.
All right. Now, how do you know that?
Well, because I grabbed them, and they rifled through their wallets, and they was Mexicans.
All right.
They didn't have green cards or anything, but they had IDs, so they was Mexican citizens.
Okay.
They're illegal, so. So I try to tell them you can't get in here without a ticket or a green card.
You're not a Border Patrol agent. I don't know if you need to be doing this.
They trying to do the no hobbler to me, and I just beat the hell out of them.
You got way too violent a streak for a 90-year-old.
You can't do that.
You're beating up you, Darvish, John Daniels, and fans.
Breaking the law, trying to sneak into the ballpark, not America. And so, they're like cue balls.
How's that?
The harder you hit them, the more English you'll get out of them.
All right, Jesse, we need
like that
to...
We used to say in the service.
I know.
We're
not 1945 anymore.
We're going to have to let you go, Jesse. Thank you, though.
I appreciate you thanking me for my service.
Yes,
right, we'll
thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Now.
We'll see.
Bye-bye.
That's Jesse the Usher. Don't mess with him if you see him at the Final Four. All right, it's 8:49 on the ticket. The biggest show coming to town.